everybody. Indeed, welcome to the final mini talk for Log Horizon on Menonorn, episode 25, the Scale Festival. I'm J-Ro, Bo Shizzles here.
Hey guys. Oh.
And kind of a bittersweet moment right now as we talk about the final episode of a series that we both have enjoyed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A series that I thought would just, you know, try to emulate SAO's popularity and fame, but actually did something completely different.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but I know that's arguable to most people. So.
Yeah, it had become a little bit of a craze, the stuck inside a video game series, and Sword Art Online is the most popular of that. But
right.
I think people that watch this series might say that they like this one better. And I guess we can take the gloves off and just pummel Sword Art Online for this podcast as much as it comes up.
Right.
But let's get to what episode 25 is about. So the whole thing with Shiroe and the rest of the round table, they approach Marvs, and Shiroe and Krusty play a little bit of good cop, bad cop with Shiroe saying that Lanessia made a mistake, and Krusty questioning Marvs, and then there was that forged documentation from Shiroe, which affects another scene earlier. But my thought was that he wanted Lanessia to understand that he was just doing all this to get sort of put Marv on his heels instead of necessarily making Lanessia dislike him.
Right, I think it was just there to, you know, cause Maeve a little distressed, like make him a little aggravated, and to show everyone else that, yeah, I can get under his skin just as much as he gets under everyone else's skin. And I thought it was funny, even the NPCs with him, kind of, you see him kind of grinning a little bit at Shiroe, like they put Maeve in his place, like they kind of like that, I think.
Yeah, so that issue gets resolved, you know, in the first few minutes of the episode, and then we move on to the Scale Festival, which Lanessia sits at a chair and everybody comes up and they want to say hi to the princess and stuff. Meanwhile, Shiroe doesn't go to the festival. He's just kind of sitting off somewhere just writing stuff, and Minori asks him how he feels about not being liked, and it was interesting to see that he hadn't really thought of it that way, that he was, you know, making himself the bad cop, that it was just his methodology to sort of get by in the game.
Yeah, it seems like he's in a way somewhat not used to being with people still.
Yeah,
like he's more of a loner technically by himself. He likes doing all these plans, strategies, and letting everyone else kind of steal the spotlight. He's not one to do that, I guess. Like, I think he'd rather have Krusty still in the spotlight than himself, which kind of sad to see, because, you know, he does deserve some credit. I mean, he's got Akihabara, like, where it's at now, and a lot of people don't know that. They only see the bad guy. But like you said, he kind of has to be that a little bit.
Yeah, and what probably started as a defense mechanism for his feelings not being hurt has just kind of turned into the way his personality is, that he doesn't necessarily concern himself over that so long as he can advance in the game.
Yeah, and it's kind of like he's felt comfortable doing that, so it's like almost his comfort zone to be that kind of character.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Akatsuki overhears that, and she feels like, you know, I was around him the entire time and I didn't realize this.
Yeah, and to her credits, like, it's not technically her fault. I mean, Shiro's the type of guy who's not going to really tell you all his problems. So it's kind of like, if you don't understand what he's going through, it's kind of hard to relate, I guess.
Yeah, he's a very cryptic guy, difficult to get a read on his feelings. So Akatsuki shouldn't be too kicking herself too much over that. It's kind of just, he's the problem more than she is.
Exactly.
And then we cut to the second half of the episode, and this was the big thing that sort of leads us into the future of Log Horizon, with Shiroe meeting Nureha. This was the girl that was talking a couple episodes to those kids about somebody that learned and made a new form of magic, but she was using overlay to look like just a normal blonde girl, but instead she's a level 90 enchanter fox class, a buxom beauty, you can say.
So I was gonna say, like, the part that, I don't know, maybe bustiest woman in a Log Horizon.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. She, and funny, I think voiced by Shinohara from Monogatari.
Ah.
Same voice actress, I think. Cause I think they're a good choice for her because she always does these weird characters that, you know, I like to talk a lot. And Nirha, mm-hmm. love to talk. That's for sure.
And she comes from the Plant Hwaden Guild in Minami. Minami, of course, a popular subject as of recently. And she bought the cathedral in Minami and basically took control of everything in there. So she is, you know, almost kind of the master of that region, which you know, gives her a lot of dominance over that area. And she wants Shiroi to help as a way to kind of look for a way out of Elder Tail.
Right. And it was kind of interesting. I mean, we do see a little bit of her real life. Mm-hmm. That she, no one knew her. No one, she was kind of this, like, in the background kind of character. No one really knew her. But when she got in the game, someone told her she's cool. You're a great player. I like how you play. And I guess that built a attraction to her, said it to her.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're supposed to figure out that Shiro, he said it to her when he first started. And like you said, she's got all this land and power, and she's basically trying to bribe him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you join me, I'll give you all this information, and you might be able to find a way out of the game. But secretly, she just wants to be with him because, well, she's attracted to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the personalities that those two have, Nureha and Shiroi, a little similar in that kind of feeling like an outcast, but finding some sort of joy in this game that they could play. And eventually, Shiroi rejects her offer pretty forcibly, smacks her.
I was surprised. I'm like, whoa, sure.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, that was pretty surprising that he would be that firm in denying her or rejecting her request for to help out. But then he goes to his crew, the Log Horizon, his guild, and of course they're all like, okay, you know, let's go on adventures, and, you know, we'll look for panties and stuff. And we get one more, may I kick him, Moron Sugu, in the face before we take a break.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was funny, just like sort of them hinting towards the next, well, it's coming up next year, but the next season.
Because yeah.
They're saying we want to do adventures together, and, you know, and they even comment, like, this is the end. It's kind of sad. I'm like, yeah, I guess they're, you know, the creators obviously telling us, hey, oh, it's the end. And yeah, like you said, they just want to go on adventures. I mean, they got a city built and they've fixed all this. So it's like, now we got to play the game.
Mm-hmm. And basically, as we were hoping it would happen, as I've said before, the new season was confirmed at the post credits with big, big news. Season 2 is coming in the fall.
Yep, it's well-deserved, I think.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to that. And then also in the post-credits, there was Regan saying, hey, can I join you guys on your quest?
While like, rubbing his hands together, like, evil. Yeah, that was pretty funny. I was just like, someone made like a gift. It's like Mr. Smithers from The Simpsons. He's just like, like, yes. Like, you know, he wants to join. And with Regan on your team, you're like, you know, you got to keep an eye on him. I mm-hmm. wouldn't be too hasty and let them join too early.
Yeah, there's the benefit. He's definitely a resourceful guy.
As right.
We found out with him talking to Shiroi Nakatsuki about some stuff about the world, but you have to be careful of how much you share with him and keep your eye on him.
I wouldn't be surprised if he turns out to be the main villain of season 2. I would not be surprised.
Could be, very well. We'll have to wait quite a while for that, but
right.
We may or may not get to see it, whatever happens. Now, for some bonus adventures from this last episode, the Akihabara Autumn Collection Fashion Show, modeling off some new clothes, and Akatsuki looking very cute in hers.
Yeah, twin tail school uniform. Mm-hmm. It's like, of course, they gotta put it in there somewhere.
Yeah. And more festivals, because why not? Just have one all the time. Just have a Obon dance and some other stuff.
Every day.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun time. A little too much fun.
Right, even the other characters say that too. They're like, they're having too much fun. Like, yeah, I kind of agree.
So, to sort of wrap up this episode specifically before we talk about the rest of the series, the scene with Shiroi and Yuriha was where it's at. That's the, you know, sort of the main story stuff that we've been looking forward to for a couple weeks after the whole goblin stuff ended, and we kind of had some fun here and there, but now we've got something to sort of get us excited for the new season this fall.
Right, that's true.
Now, to talk about the rest of the series, we have some questions submitted from readers here, mainly Skylion and Inaga, so we'll go through Skylion's questions first. Who is your favorite character and why, Fosh?
For me, it'd probably be the toss-up between like Akatsuki and Shiro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shiro, because, I mean, like I said in the beginning, SAO has Kirito. He's this overpowered melee fighter, but we have Shiro, who's kind of the opposite. He's a little bit overpowered, but he's doing a lot of things behind the scenes, like doing a strategy, planning out this move. He's very, very skilled in what he's doing. So I think Shiro would probably be my favorite character of the series.
Yeah, this is one that's been really difficult for me to think of an answer that I'm satisfied with, because they're all good characters in their own way. There's no character that, besides Shiroi, I think everybody has their likable qualities, but nobody really stands out above the rest for me. I think maybe somebody like Minori would be my favorite, because I just kind of like her character growth throughout the series. I could probably just say the same about Rudy, even as a NPC, people of the land, becoming an adventurer. And yeah, of course, he was really funny, even in the early portion of the series, with that whole, you know, being denied to take part because he wasn't a level 40, no level, low levels. But I like Minori, and I liked her character growth a lot through the series. Now, this one is specifically for you, Fosh. Who is your favorite lolly, and why is it Minori?
The last part, that's a hard one, because, I mean, technically, there's only, like, three, if you count Akatsuki, based on looks only, but because technically she's a college student, but I think it would probably be Sarah. I mean, I like her voice actress. You know, this is almost, I want to say, like, her second role of that past season.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think she, like you said, I mean, with Minori, she's this scared character at the beginning, and at the end, she's does a complete 360, and she's strong, and she's a capable leader, and she's not shy and afraid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, in the beginning, she was kind of the princess trapped in the castle, so they got to save her. And they save her, and she's kind of, like, same with Minori, she's not shy anymore, and she's more outgoing. And it obviously helps that Naruto is around, so, I mean, that kind of helps.
Yeah,
but yeah, that would be my choice.
I would say that the three characters that have evolved the most from where we saw them start at was Minori, Rudy, and Lanessia. Three, where there was noticeable growth. With Shiroi and Krusty and even Nyanta and a lot of others, their personalities kind of stayed the same. Shiroi had a little bit of character growth, of course, being the main character. There's a lot to learn about him, but but I think there's most notable growth with those three. How do you think they'll handle the pacing of developing the Western lands in the next series? Slow and sure, and info dump? I would hope that pacing would be pretty much the same as it's been, which is slow and sure.
Yeah, kind of want to see what the Western stuff is all about. If they're going with, you know, less fantasy, maybe more sci-fi,
mm-hmm.
be kind of cool. Like maybe introduce new classes, new spells, like gunslingers, you know, things they have in like Final Fantasy, especially the newest ones. Like, because I like, you know, dragons and all that stuff like that, but it's like I want to see what else they have. You know, I'm sure they have other classes they haven't even seen. Which would be kind of interesting. But like you said, if it's like pacing kind of the same as the first season, then I think it'll be fine. the problem with like Sword Art Online was there's so much info dump every episode. You didn't have time to enjoy what was going on. And with Log Horizon, there's a good mix of like a little bit of info dump and a little bit of like just playing, seeing the characters play the game as it's being played like a game.
And I think with so many characters in Log Horizon now who are gonna go west, there's a lot of opportunities for those characters to interact with new characters that we might see in the next season, and sort of get that development that way. I would imagine that the likes of Shirei, there would be a little bit of info dumping there because there's so much dialogue between him and the other people that he's talking to. But I think overall, Slow and Sure should be the way that it goes. Elsewise, I think info dumps can be a little tiring and not as enjoyable sometimes. One more from Skyline here. Do you think they handled the romance angles of the show well, or should they just let it rest for now? I think a good thing about the romance angles in the series is that it's something we've talked about a lot on Log Horizon. We even divided up our discussion in one of our episodes by shippings and pairings and stuff, but it never felt like that was the subject of the show. Maybe the only one with Minori sort of feeling like she liked Shirei, but elsewise I don't feel like it ever got melodramatic. I never felt like it was the main point of the episode, and that's a good thing about the romance, is that it's never in your face, but it's there and fairly noticeable.
Right, and like you said, they handled it pretty well. It wasn't ever, it never felt like it was being forced, like a lot of shows do lately. And again, with this, with like comparison to SAO, the romance in that is in your face, shoved down your throat. Every time they get a chance to do it, they will show you, hey, look, they love each other, remember that, or don't forget. And it's like, I don't want to know all that. It's like, with Log Horizon, like you said, there's so many pairings that work very well. And the stuff with Minori and Akatsuki and Shiro at the end is really cool, because I didn't think they were going to have that in there. You know, it kind of took me off guard. Like, this is supposed to be a show about people trapped in the game, but yet they're putting the romance in there. And I think like kind of was like the icing on the cake, basically. We're not, it's there, but, you know, it's not bad either. So.
Yeah, and like when Henrietta figured it out, they didn't spend half an episode of like Henrietta fighting her feelings for Shirei or being nervous around him or anything like that. They just kind of had it. It was almost kind of like a comedic scene that just happened, and then they moved on to other stuff in the episode. And now there's a fourth with Nureha. We could, include her as like the token bad character.
I mean, they could have done the complete opposite and made it a harem. And I'm so thankful they did not make it a harem, because that just would have not fit for me.
that was a good call not to do it that way. Now from Inaga, what's your favorite yaoi pairing in Log Horizon?
Yes, we were expecting a question just like this. well, throw it out there. I'm gonna go with Krusty and Shiro, or Shirei and I forgot the name of that kid. He's like a samurai. He has all these girls that follow him.
The Sojiro.
Yeah, those two. I mean, they hinted in the episode that, there you go, it's right there.
I'll say that we brought that question up, and Smiley on our Menonoran chat said Krusty and Yanta. I'm not going to say the conclusion that he came to with that, because it's gross and dirty.
it's very...
But you could come up with that.
I'm sure they can guess what's going on.
And that's why I don't like Nyanta in a pairing. And he's a gentleman too. He right.
He's too classy.
I think Sojiro and who's the guy that likes Marielle? Shoryu.
Starts with N. Natsuku, whatever, the tank guy.
Oh, no, I mean the other guy, like the younger guy that's also in Crescent Moon.
Right.
Sure, that's Shoryu.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's him.
Yeah, I think they're very similar, and I think Sojiro is like the man, like the uke, and you know, Shoryu would beat a Seme. I think I got those right.
If not, I'm not gonna correct us. But I think Smiley also was saying that I think she wanted Shiro and the one of the little kids, what's his name? Minori's brother.
Oh, Toya.
Yeah, Toya. For some, I was like, oh my god, no. But yeah. I'm pretty sure there are tons of these out there on, like, you know, fan fictions and what have you.
And her other question, is there any future in Krusty X Lanesia? Because I shipped him so much and finally... Oh, wait. That's, we'll just get to the Krusty question real quick. I think there can be a future. I think the interesting thing will be what happens if Krusty dies in a game. And his memory, that was a thing that was discussed in season one, is that what if the memory of that he has starts to go away, and then their relationship changes because of that.
Right. Yeah, I think it can work, but I still come back to the whole, if they find a way out of the game and Krusty leaves, like, well, what happens then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, does Lanesia forget him because the program resets? Who knows? I mean, I do see the potential in that. I mean, they do get along kind of somewhat well. I mean, they have, like I said before, they have the whole Araki-kun and Shinji-Kahara kind of vibe to both of them, mm-hmm. that they kind of both can get each other's skin, but in the end, they're still relatively close.
Yeah, and I think as long as they're in the game, and as long as the game lasts, they'll get along. We saw Lanesia start to warm up to Krusty toward the end of this season, and then that whole thing about good cop, bad cop actually kind of helps Krusty a little bit.
Right, it does.
And one more from Inaga. What do you think about Log Horizon forgetting about the main issue of the game, which is kidnapping people to virtual games?
So, yeah, they kind of did hint towards the end there that Shiro might know a way. It's not revealed yet, but yeah, that is one main thing that I've kind of hinted at every time they come back to that. It's like, you know, eventually they'd come back to that. I know it's arguable with most people in the comments that they could just stay in the game. You know, there's nothing wrong with it staying there forever. But to me, it's like you still got to think about the real world a little bit. I mean, yeah.
I think it's interesting that as I was watching the episode, I was thinking about how the video game aspect of it is the backbone of the series, but the way they conversate with each other and the way the story is told, sometimes I kind of have to remind myself that these people are in a video game. It almost could have worked if they just sort of changed some elements of the story around and just said this is a typical adventure anime, which, you know, thinking about it that now, I wonder how much appreciation we would have if this was just a standard action-adventure series without any sort of video game-like elements. But I think that it's been mostly positive for me that they haven't focused on the game a lot and just focusing on this is where we are, and especially with the Akihabara stuff at the end, let's make this a decent living for us. But now things are going to pick up as we get into the second season of, you know, bigger issues, and surely the game stuff will be touched on.
Right. And the one last question I saw was Skyline. He was asking what class, subclass would we choose for living in the database?
Oh, man, I'm not good with MMORPGs. I'm sure I would play some kind of warrior class.
Right.
Subclass, what would I pick? Can there be some kind of magic class or something?
Yeah, I think there would be like, you can detect magic items or something like that. Yeah. They have that in most MMOs. I forget what it's called, but...
Yeah. I think I would have something like that where I could find treasure.
Right, yeah. Like I think it also depends on your playstyle. If you're like, you know, beating the hell out of monsters without worrying about you getting killed, you can be like a warrior. Or you can be a tank. I mean, if you want to support people and let them take all the glory while you just stand back and let them beat on you.
Yeah, I think in that case, using Final Fantasy 13 terminology, sorry people that didn't like Final Fantasy 13, but the Sentinel class is like that, where that's a little bit of what Toyo is, where it's a very high defensive class, and I think I would like that more, because sometimes I tend to charge into battle and, you know, I'm just, you know, wailing on guys and stuff in games, and, you know,
right,
all of a sudden
yeah.
I realize, oh, my health is really low.
Oh, I'm dead.
What about you?
For me, I'm more particular to like the range, like spellcasters. So maybe someone like a mix of like Shiro and or I forgot his name, Rudy, like him. Mm-hmm. They use all these spells, and even maybe someone like a bard class would be fun, because you actually are buffing everyone else to help them get more powerful. But yeah, that my subclass would probably be cooking, because they've obviously shown that cooking in Log Horizon is very, you know, everyone likes it. It's very much needed.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it, you know, like realistically, you know, get the ingredients and just hit a window button, hit go, whatever. So yeah, that'd be probably mine.
You know, I hadn't thought about it that way, like, because with making food and stuff, it's mm-hmm. you have to have a good level, but you make it in the same way that you would make it in the real world. So
right, so it's like, I make grilled cheese, you know, some bread and some cheese, there you go. You make a sandwich.
Maybe some sort of athletic class.
Yes, like, well, yeah, speaking of all that, I'm like wondering, are they going to introduce new ones in the second season? I would like to see some different subclasses. That'd be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Other jobs, you know. Maybe it has some, like, entertainer / dancer, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of...
Yeah, I think there's definitely opportunity to expand in the next season. So let's talk a little bit about the overall series before we sign off here for the mini-talks for this season. The plot and pacing of the series, pretty good overall. Yeah, I can't think of too many moments where I kind of felt like the story is very slow and trotting. But the story of this, I enjoyed a lot more. I enjoyed the combination of sort of the lighthearted nature of the series, like the whole, you know, evil Megane characters was really funny, that a lot of that stuff, and that they could find a very nice balance between a pretty decently told story and, you know, having a little fun from time to time.
Yeah, I think the only pacing issue they had was maybe the goblin stuff. That kind of did drag on a little too long, but I mean, they did want to, I guess, focus on the whole NPC thing with the players getting together. And plot-wise, yeah, it's kind of your typical, you know, people trapped in the game. But the way they do it in Log Horizon is they're not dwelling on that, oh no, we're going to die if we're in the game. Mm-hmm. We got to hurry and get out. Like, no. They adapt to it very well. No one, I mean, there's a few characters that probably did freak out, but of the mm-hmm. main cast, they kind of really kept a calm and steady head. They're like, no, we're not going to freak out about it. Just, you know, take it as day to day. We'll find a way out eventually.
And the characters don't even talk too much about their real world personalities.
Right.
It's very seldom that it comes up in the series.
Yeah, no one's going to be like, oh, that's the wife and kids in the real world. I got to get back to them. Like, no, they don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, and the whole death thing was, which is interesting too. They die and they come back. Mm-hmm. And this little payoff is the memory loss, which mm-hmm. most people would kind of like roll their eyes like, oh, that's not really a big penalty to pay, you know.
Yeah.
But in a way it is to some people.
Yeah, it's more of an emotional penalty rather than, oh, that character's dead and we're not going to see them anymore.
Right, yeah.
Although they may not be the same as we remember them, which is always sort of, you know, kind of more difficult to deal with, I'd imagine, for people that dealt with that in real life, people that suffered amnesia and just, you know, don't know them anymore.
Right, and like Bonnery of Golden Time, which I'm not going to talk about.
Oh, man. He is heading down a very bad path. We'll just put it that way. No spoilers. The characters, I talked about this a little bit, is that I felt that the three characters, Lanessia, Minori, and Rudy, had the most character growth. But overall, a very nice ensemble cast. A lot of great personalities. A lot of likable personalities that made it very difficult for me to decide which character I liked the most. The character's growth is overall pretty good.
Right, with the series with so many characters, you know, it's very rare to see a show that can pull it off that mm-hmm. makes you like all the characters. I mean, most of the time we get the usual harems that, like, well, this girl's the best girl. No, she's not. And you get the arguments. Yeah. But in this series, it's like everyone's likable. It's like it's hard to find a character to hate on. Even like the villains, like Maves. He wasn't in very long, but he was still likable. He's interesting.
Yeah, he was an ugly looking dude, but
Right, yeah, true.
that was one of the sort of weird things that made, oh, that's kind of an odd character that, you know, he looks like an ugly Joker or
Yeah,
something.
he definitely screams, "Oh, villain!" Like, by even seeing him in this
An ugly
series.
pirate Joker.
Yeah.
So the animation for the series done by Satellite, pretty good, pretty consistent. I mean, I never really noticed any major deficiencies or stuff. Surely they're gonna clean up some things here or there for the Blu-ray and make it nice, but Satellite did a very nice job with that.
Yeah, I'll say during the fights, especially like in the beginning, we get these big raid fights. Those are pretty cool. Maybe we had Krusty like swinging around his axe, just beating the hell out of everything. That was real cool. I think some of the like standing shots where they're just standing still and talking, some of the animation does dip a little bit, but you know that's given with your character standing around. You can't really make them. You can't make them just jump up and down the entire time while they're talking. I mean, it's.
Yeah, and there was so many memorable animation moments, like in this last episode when Chiro smiled after after successfully sort of getting Maves out of the way, just that, you know, makes it look so evil. And there was that one shot that you made a caption of from an episode where he had all these puppets, and that was really funny, and some nice animation quirks there.
Yeah, the only other complaint I would say is the scene on the bridge with the rain. Yeah, that
Oh
needs to
yeah.
be cleaned up a lot. I mean,
Yeah,
not so
that
much
one.
rain. I mean,
That's true. Yeah, that was a little difficult to make out.
yeah.
So what would we like to see next season? I'll say that even though we love the whole Shire sort of working his way out of it, out of things without having to fight, I would like to see him in action again, and I'd like to see him, Akatsuki, and Naotsugu, and also basically the rest of Log Horizon in some action. You know, not like, you know, I want to see them in a big fight that lasts multiple episodes or something like that, but just want to see him in action again.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the time skip stuff they do. You know, with the characters that are at the end, the lower ones are gonna finally get 90. They're gonna just level up. I want to see how they, you know, they develop. Do they get more powerful? Stay the same? Do some of them leave and go on their own way? You know, and maybe come back when the team's in danger and they just save them. Like, that'd be kind of interesting.
Minori will be very interesting next season because there is that whole thing about how far ahead in a battle Shirae sees things, and that was a thing that Minori was learning, and we'll see if she gets her time up to like 10 or 15 or 20 seconds or something.
Yeah,
And she'll
and
be kind of like a mini Shirae.
yeah, that's true. The other thing I would say, maybe more pairings. I would like to see some new characters. Maybe someone for, you know, Minori to fall in love with or Toya to fall in love with. You know, these characters that didn't really get much development as far as like their main story, their own personal story. And maybe a hint towards, you know, what Akatsuki was like in the real world. Maybe more of that would be interesting.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff to hope for and look forward to, and overall a very solid series Log Horizon was, and it was really fun to talk with you weekly about this, Fosh.
Oh yeah, it's fun. At first, I wasn't gonna really do much of the series because, you know, I thought it was gonna be a typical locked in the game, everyone's gonna die type scenario, but
Yeah.
actually it turned into be something completely different.
And surely we'll be back in the fall to talk
Oh
about
yeah,
season
definitely.
two. Yeah, pretty sure. There's some good stuff coming in fall, and especially summer. And of course, spring's coming up now, and that's crazy with all the shows.
Yeah, 40 shows.
About that, we're done with Log Horizon, and Space Dandy has one more episode. We're going to be talking about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders next on a mini talk. That's at least one series that we have,
Right.
and that series wasn't blogged on Metanorden, unfortunately, but we'll make sure that Stardust Crusaders is, because that is a hot series.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the most talked about series next season, on Twitter especially. I mean, there's so many JoJo fans.
All right, and listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us each week for these mini talks. It was fun to see all of your comments, and thanks for listening, and hopefully you join us for JoJo and, you know, whatever else we do in the future. So for Fosh, I'm Jero. This has been the Log Horizon Mini Talk. Bye.
だからついて行こうって